I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Well, what is up, and welcome back to Sean Hammer. Today I'm doing an impromptu podcast. Now, I know most of them may sound like that, but okay, they all are. Let's be honest. Today we'll be talking about, a little bit of Kill Team, and my doings in that. A little bit of Malifaux. I might go over Crew, but talking about one that I just recently painted, one I'm working on, and what terrain I've been working on for that, and general thoughts and going on in the world and with Sean. That's me, a gaming group, which I hope is still alive because of this whole COVID bullshit and lack of actual gaming community because of said COVID bullshit as well. First of all, what have I been doing? Well, I've been playing HeroClix, boys and girls, and that's about it. My computer is bugged up and slowed down. I can't get any Vassal games in, but nevertheless, and hope is on the way, I am getting a new laptop soon, and I'm getting better recording equipment, so expect an increase in the quality and hopefully frequency of Sean Hammer episodes, and possibly some video episodes, maybe, too. We'll go on for that. Maybe some painting tutorials and stuff, and show you how I can quickly pump out some terrain with the whole spray can and stuff like that, which I'll be going over today and what I've been doing. So, we'll go from there. How is everybody? Yeah, I'm in Michigan, so it's been bleak here. Summer's hot. Governor's had us on shutdown, went back to everything. Now we're all wearing masks again. School's getting ready to start again. We don't know what we're doing with that. And unfortunately, I work for the school system. College, so we'll see exactly how that affects me as well. In general, I went to my first real experience with a casino. Did okay, pretty cool. I was going to jump off and do a whole Jacob Lynch podcast, but I'm going to wait because I'm waiting for the Jacob Lynch box to come through. Pretty happy about that. I got the one Gwyneth painted, the Beckoners, Tanith and Graves painted, got them all nice, ready to go, and new box looks pretty cool, and, 10 Thunders 2020, I think is where it's going to go, maybe 2021 as well, because no one's going to be able to be gaming, so let's start there, do some Vassal anyway, and let's see. Painting as well. Well, let's go ahead and I gotta do a shout out. I got some giveaways to give out, and I got some products to review. I got some goodies from Gamer's Grass. I have some temple bases, resin bases. I believe 32mm, as well as some cavalry bases or bike bases for Temple. They're resin bases. I went ahead and painted a few. They painted up nicely. Very little washing to do, being that they were resin. I went ahead, I did, now everyone gasp, because Sean's lazy and I did not wash them. And they handled the primer well. And I use automotive primer. It's cheaper. It's what I do. I've been on a kick about doing directional priming with everything. So that's been pretty cool. That's where I paint everything black, it seems like. Or a very dark color based on if I'm doing anything in a black scale or a sepia scale, which I'll do a dark brown and base up from there. But I decided to go black. I give them all a... basically a medium gray directional spray, then went with a very light white to do the edges, and went through and picked out detail from there and everything. Very, very fine quality, actually. Details are fine. They kept fine on both. I painted a few of the bases in a few ways. With the three cavalry bases I tried, I painted one with spray can, and held detail just perfect, not so bad at all. I did, excuse me, I painted the other one. I airbrushed it with the directional priming, with airbrush. As you know, the spray was finer, it was mist and everything, so virtually not too much, finer detail came out, but not so bad, not too much of a difference. And the other one, I did a brush on primer, then I dry brushed the different layers up to get the same tone complement off of everything. So whether I did a rattle can, spray can, or dry brush primer, I did the black, the gray, then the white. All came out almost identical in for the priming stages, so the detail was not smeared or didn't flow into extra crevices or anything. So the resin held each type of medium well, so it was good. The bases had slates because they were temples, so I went ahead and painted from, like, I went in each one, each handled, each medium, normal. All in all, they turned out very, very well. I'm at a standstill right now. I've got some, they gave me some marshland grass, and some small grass tufts, and some alien purple grass. Now, I'm at that point right now, it's just like, okay, the temple bases I kept, I did gray. I have this thing where I could have done any color I wanted for the temple bases. I could have been extreme. I could have did, I keep telling myself sometimes I want to do like a limestone or sandstone and do like a, you know, like a sandy color, right? But I always go gray, and we have like some type of ancient helmets, which I did brass because I'm a sucker for brass helmets. So I was just like, okay, well, I can... what to do with these cavalry bases. So I started looking around. And I was like, okay, what do I have to put on here? Because I want to focus these models. I want to paint these models. I want to take pictures of these models. Of these bases with models on them. To pull them together was the theme, so you can see something I painted on these bases, so you can see what I did. So I'm like, okay. I was like, Sean, what do you got laying around, you know? That I was like, okay, do you have bikes? I don't have bikes. Do I have horsemen? I don't have horsemen. Do I have extra Mars gunners? Like, no, I'm not going to waste it on that because the Mars are Chris gunners. Whatever. I was like, well, Sean, you have Space Wolf Cavalry. I was like, okay, well, put those together. Man, I was like, oh, fuck. I remember why I didn't put together Space Wolf Cavalry, Thunder Wolves, because Space Wolves, the old Space Marines are tiny and they're ridiculous looking. Okay, I said it. There I go on my rant again. Regular Space Marines that aren't Primaris are stupid. And they're very small and dumb. Alright, but anyway, I put together these Thunderwolf Cavalry. I'm going to put these on their bases. So now I'm like, okay. So I got these bases from this company. And they're really cool, and they turn out really, really, really nice. But now I'm at this point where I want to put grass on them. So if I want to put the grass on them, I want to put Thunderwolf Cavalry on them. So like, bam, Space Wolf. So now I got to mix up a snow mixture. It's like, if I put a snow mixture up, I can use the grass, and then I got tiny little grass things and a little tufts and stuff, so that'd be sweet, you know. So I can put those on there, and I can mix up a snow mixture and everything, and it's pushing my water effects and everything, make it look like melting snow, the snow tufts on top, and it's like, you know, dark grass coming through, and it could be like, damn, Sean, you're pretty good at this. Then I was like, but man, I got purple grass. And I was just like, this purple grass is like totally, totally effing sweet. So I'm like, oh God, what do I do? I was just like, and I got this stuff. And I want to mail some of this out as giveaways too. It's like so people can try out this stuff because I swear by this Gamer's Grass. I love this company, Gamer's Grass. I love using the grass stuff like a lot. There is no reason you should buy any grass stuff anywhere. The Gamer's Grass, because the colors, the quality of the grass, and how it adheres to the bases and everything is like freaking spectacular, and I love it. Simple as that. I've got nothing else to say except I don't buy anything else, and actually it's kind of bad that they gave me stuff for giveaway because I want to be greedy and keep it, but I'm telling myself no, I'm gonna give some of it away. And unfortunately, these packages, and it's just like, damn you, you're on me because of the grass. It's separated, except for the purple grass, it's separated in like four sections, so I can mail it away perfectly. So it's just, there'll be a giveaway of some sort. I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, I got this purple freaking grass. And I was like, what? They can't put that on those temple bases? It will not make sense. I was like, what do I do with this purple grass? And I go through, and I was like, well, damn it. Too bad I didn't have this one and painted my freaking, my genius dealer called. And I was just like, I'm looking around and shit. And I was like, oh, what do I do with this purple grass? So I'm like, oh, we'll be back to this subject of purple grass in a minute. So, I'm having a giveaway. So, the giveaway for the Space Wolves and the Thunderwolf Cavalry are going to be local. And they're going to be a big prize. They're going to be for part of a prize locally because we lost a game store in town. And so a new game store is going to be opening up. And I'm going for them for sponsors. So it's like a bribe prize. You get it. Hopefully you get it and understand. So that's going to be local. But I got some grass. I got a little widget thing. I think it's for measuring tool. Giveaway. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to have some grass and some postcards with Gamer's Grass to go through. And it's a little trivial thing, but it's still free. So I'll figure out that, and I'll figure that out. I'll probably put it on next podcast how to win it and stuff, but you should definitely check Gamer's Grass out because they got some damn nice quality products. And not only that, and I'm waiting for a shipment to come in that I ordered, the 50 millimeter round base Highland winter grass bases to come in for my new Malifaux crew. I'll let you figure that out because that's what I'll be probably talking about next time. But what I do want to talk about is I put on Facebook, on Sean Amir Facebook. Okay, going through cleaning up my basement. I realize I'm a lazy gamer. I am. I like to paint. I'm not bad at it. I'm not great. I'm not highly skilled. But I'm skilled. I'm good, but I'm not great. Okay? So I'm going through, and what I'm going to be talking about today, really, is gibberish, but permanent boards and stuff like that. So I'm going through and realize, crap, I bought this dock section of boards from TT Combat. And this section of boards is their Venus section. And TT Combat has really great stuff. I first got into their stuff, train line, by buying their Old West stuff. Now, the Old West stuff is pretty sweet because they're MDF, but it looks like wood. And I have no intentions of even touching any of the wood stuff because I think the wood stuff looks great as the Old West stuff. So my manifold table of TT Combat, bam, looks good. Wood. Now, I bought this other company, Bayou Stuff, for my Gremlins, because I love my Gremlins, and if you don't like Gremlins, you're wrong. Maybe not, but that's my opinion, it's my podcast, so I can say that. So, I don't know what I'm doing with my Gremlins, so there'll be like mossy-type paints going on stuff. I'll figure all that out. Unfortunately, everything opens, and I hate painting inside of buildings. So, anyway, so I got this to paint. I'm not doing that. I don't know what I'm doing, but the Old West, I figure out, I can stain the front of the buildings, give that, you know, the Old West thing. But anyway, I bought the TT Combat Venice stuff. So I'm going to paint it. That's what I told myself. So I started painting it. I did one building and everything and realized I can't paint. My mind won't let me paint pretty. I can't paint a pretty Venetian city and ivories and slate grays and stuff like that. So I made everything dirty and dark like Malifaux. So my Venetian city is going to be in bricks and browns and green roofs and grays. And that's just the way it is. And it looks fucking awesome. I need more of it. And not only that is I'm doing it. I'm making a 3x3 board that's going to be encapsulated. And I'm going to put all of these platforms, like Venice, I'm going to glue them to the board, and I'm going to fill in the spaces with water effects, and I'm going to have a stationary board, and all these platforms are going to be there with the bridges and everything, but the buildings, you can move around and stuff. I'm going to have myself a stationary Malifaux board, because I wanted to do this with my Gremlins. And there's an awesome swamp board out there that somebody did. So awesome, I don't know who did it. You can Google Swamp Malifaux board. You'll find the pictures. It is by far the coolest damn thing I've ever seen. And even though I'm spending money into this board and this TT Combat stuff is awesome, this swamp board's by far is so greater than what mine's going to come out looking like. But I will have a cool Venetian board, Malifaux style. I will put pictures up, I promise, on Facebook. Matter of fact, there was a picture of one tile and one building up there on my Sean Hammer Facebook, if you want to look at it. I almost have what I bought completed. I found out, unfortunately, I need to buy more. Oh, but I will, and it's going to come quick, and I'm really good with spray can. I'm not a graffiti artist by any means, but I can paint up terrain like nobody's freaking business with spray can. So, it's amazing. The outside stunk, all the birds. We went to eat off the bird feeders. But you know what? I gave my wife a headache. She was inside. I was outside. But it was glorious. I painted all the platforms, painted all my buildings. I painted myself quite a bit. But I painted all my stuff. That was what I did the day before work. And the stuff looks great. So happy. I'm going to have this awesome board. The buildings are going to be loose on top. I already have scattered terrain that I painted over a year ago that I didn't know that somehow I was making for this board. I was thinking I was making it for my this mat by Ebenezer's Emporium. I thought I was making a scattered terrain for that. With this, from my train, from foreground, I was wrong. I was making it for this, and I didn't even know it. And it's just gonna come across so awesome, and I just can't believe it. I'm so excited how it's gonna all come together, and we can finally play again. And we can finally see humans again. And that's probably gonna be my curse. I mean, I'm going to see Mushroom Cloud tomorrow, or zombies are going to come across. And she's like, fuck, I'm going to have to teach zombies to play Malifaux. Because I'm going to have to play on this board, and I can't take the end of the world without actually playing any games, because this is going to suck. I mean, even life without hero clicks would suck. Come on. I was just like, oh, it just is what it is, but I'm going to have a permanent Malifaux board. It leads me to my next thing. The rattle can. The spray can. And how good and quick I can paint up this mediocre... It is mediocre 40k terrain that's been put into boxes. Even Warcry for Kill Team. And yeah, I'm going to make a stationary Kill Team board. And I think it's going to be the Mechanicus board. I saw one, and just with some foam, some glue, texture paint, my granddaughters, and some brushes, I can turn a piece of board and styrofoam into a masterpiece of 3D bliss that can make your jaw drop once we walk into it. I mean, I've already got proof. My granddaughters can dry brush for the best of them, and they like it. So I was just like, oh, but the problem is where to put this stuff after I'm done? But just the feeling I get, you know, it's just like when you paint something, paint that terrain, and you can like come up and you got this piece of stationary thing, and it's you committed to it, and it's just like right there, and this is like, this is a game board. This is a piece of fictional world that you've ripped out and you put there, and we're going to play on this piece. It's just a good feeling. And, you know, and you put that much of work into your models. It's pretty friggin' cool. You know, and I just painted the Leviticus box shit for my wife. Painted everything she needed. I probably have to get another box of Abominations and one more Dustloot engine. But I got her the Leviticus box with very underdeveloped molded faces of Rusty Alice and one of the scavengers. Very, very disappointed. But I painted all that for her. One box of the Abominations Desolate Engine, Ashes and Dust, Marlena Webster, I think that's her name. Probably forgetting something, but I painted up the complete Leviticus set for her. And I'm going to be showing her how to play. Hopefully she doesn't get sick of me and I frustrate her too much, and she grasps the game and continues just to have fun and kick my ass. Now, here at Leviticus, I did something that is for myself because I just had to do it. I couldn't let it go. I painted it up like Rick from Rick and Morty, with the bluish hair, the grappling boots, the brown pants, the portal gun backpack, energy flowing through like his portal gun, and I even painted up the Malifaux child like Morty and put him on the base. Yeah, he looks pretty freaking epically awesome, and Leviticus is Rick and Morty on my wife's Leviticus team. And I regret nothing. I do not. Now, we're going to go back to Purple Grass. Here we are, Purple Grass. So, I got this purple grass, and what the hell am I going to put purple grass for? I was just like, I have no idea. So I was like, screw it. My grandbabies are like, damn, that's cool. You know, not like, damn, that's cool, but if they could swear in front of me, they'd probably say that, but I see it in their faces. Don't let them fool you. They got it. So I'm like, shit. So what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So I'm moving my stuff around, and there's a guy got some Mordheim buildings, they're in paper, and I'm like, blah, they're paper buildings, who needs this paper building? I have this deluxe paper building from TT Combat, because that's how MDF is paper, but it's painted, and it's better looking than this Mordheim building. I don't need this anymore. And I got this cool broken phone, and I was just like, oh, this could go in my building, my MDF thing, but it's a broken phone, I don't want no broken phone, I gotta have a nice phone. And I was just like, oh, what's rattling in this box? I was like, looking at it. and lo and behold, what's in this bottom of this box that filtered down to the bottom? And they're like, oh shit, there's some metal models down there. I was like, oh shit, these are the new Rattling models I ordered over a year ago. The Rattling Snipers from Games Workshop. Not the old ones that look like Elmer Fudd, but the ones that look kind of epic, you know? She's like, I kind of like you. Ones like holding on for dear life and stuff like that. I was just like, you guys are pretty cool. And I got thinking, I was like, well, I downloaded a picture of them and put them up on Facebook. I was like, well, I got these. What would you use them as for? And people were like, oh, you can use them as Imperial Guard. You know, you can have some Bull Ogrens. And I was like, well, you know, that's pretty cool. Bull Ogrens are cool. And I have those twins. About those twins. So I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Maybe I was thinking about doing them back a while ago. But I don't. I have a Madison short-term memory. So I was like, what was I thinking? You know, so I was like, okay. And some people were like, oh, do them as Eldar Rangers. I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And I was like, well, was I thinking about using them as Mechanicus? Because I think I remembered having, I like to do stupid stories in my head. So I was just like, was I thinking about using them as, like, the Seven Dwarfs? Because there's five metal ones, two plastic ones, so that's seven. And then I was going to use the female Adepticus model, or Servitor type model, from, I forgot what company it was from, and I was going to paint her yellow and blue, and she was a girl. It'd be like Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, you know? So was I going to do that? But then I looked, and I was like, yeah, well, I painted her red. So was I going to use them as Mechanicus? So I was like, what was I going to do? So I'm looking through on people's quotes and stuff, what to do and everything. But today, and it's funny, it's just funny. As I going through the builders and stuff, what I can use them for. And reading about what Raids and Wraths or whatever the hell their names are and stuff like that. What I can use them as. And someone just said put Space Marine Scouts. So I put up the little army builder thing, and I looked at them, and you can, I have a single one of them. Can have freaking camel cloaks and sniper rifles. And I don't want, like, you know, competitive army anyway. I just want to use Rattlings. And they come with sniper rifles, and why the hell not? So it's just like, holy shit. And I can, one, can they have a sniper rifle? One's got a demo charge. I think I can do that. So I'm going to use these as Space Marine Scouts. I've already have Space Marines, but they're Primaris, because there's no other reason you should play anything but Primaris, because regular Space Marines suck in scale, and they look like turds, and they're so small, and I think regular Imperial Guard are bigger than they are. That being said, I'm never going to paint my Death Watch special guys, you know, because, well, they're small. But Space Marine Scouts. So I have these Rattlings. I'm going to use the Space Marine Scouts. Now I'm going to put them on bigger bases, because 32mm bases are good, or make them a little bit bigger, but not to 25. But lo and behold, purple freaking grass. Put alien grass on them. They're on an alien planet. I have a use for purple grass. Ta-da! Fucking happy. And I dropped the F-bomb again, and I'm not sorry. That's what I'm going to use Gamer's Grass, Purple Grass on. So excited. I even call them my grandbabies. Forgot they weren't with my granddaughter. I got to call them at their dad's house. I mean, when my daughter got to call them at, at their dad's house to let them know I found a reason to run Purple Grass. I'm happy. Rattlings for the win. Next time, Malifaux. And if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. I'll catch you guys later.